Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Moncrief on News Talk.
TikTok and social media are, of course, full of rubbish, but alas, that doesn't seem to stop people believing what they see there, particularly in relation to health advice. For instance, gout. There is an ancient belief, which you'll find all over TikTok, that it's caused solely by wolfing down claret and mutton. The medical journalist, Dr. Murish Houston, is here to set you straight. Afternoon, Murish.
Afternoon, John. How are you?
Not too bad. So tell us what actually does cause gout.
Okay, well, it's a combination of things, like a lot of illnesses and diseases. So diet does play a part, but also it's important to realise and to mention that genetics feature, and it's also a byproduct of having chronic kidney disease. So what kind of got people, got the researchers a bit upset when they did the research and looked at 200 videos, the first 200 videos that they found on TikTok, they found that people with gout or their family members are the most prevalent video presenters. But when it came to gout management, the focus was almost completely on dietary advice, which in a way harks back to, you know, the notoriety that we have of gout, which is a disease of the royal family in the Middle Ages. And also, as you pointed out, you know, it's associated with port drinkers and red meat eaters. So, it's actually a bit broader than that.
Yeah. Okay. So, and actually what happens when you get gout? I understand you had a dose of it once, but it was connected to kind of a heart issue.
Well, not directly, no. Excuse me, we better get that one, nail that one on the head. The reason it was occurred to a heart issue was when I was diagnosed with heart disease over 20 years ago, naturally I was given dietary advice. And you tend to go a little bit over the top when something like that has happened to you, and you want to be an absolutely good person and do absolutely everything. And I don't want to blame the dietitian for this, but at some point in my change of lifestyle, I started drinking an awful lot of fruit juice, particularly orange juice. And that is something that is full of fructose. And if you have a lot of fructose in your diet, it'll cause you to have higher rates of uric acid levels. And it's the uric acid that goes into the joint, particularly the joint of the big toe, that forms crystals that gives you the awful pain of gout. And I woke up one night with my right big toe absolutely throbbing red. And I was pretty miserable, to be honest.
Yeah. Now, and can you describe what that pain is like? Because, because people might tend to kind of go, think it's kind of funny because it's your big toe and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it's very intense. I mean, the two big kind of medical pain issues are women in childbirth and also people with renal stones or kidney stones. I haven't had experience either, but this was probably the worst pain I've ever had. In particular, it's almost like someone had put a vice around my toe, around the joint, and they started tightening it. And it wasn't nice, you know.
Yeah, and typically then what is the treatment for gout?
So initially you get your dose or your inflammation out of the blue, and the first thing that you, if you have them in the house, great, you can use them, but if you don't, obviously you have to get some medical help. But drugs called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, things like Brufen and that, you need to get on a good dose of those to bring the swelling or to begin to bring the swelling down.
Yeah.
And then for some people, usually medics wouldn't really get involved in the preventive treatment until you've had maybe two doses of gout, because some people have increased uric acid levels. And in order to prevent future attacks, you need to give them medication that will reduce that or prevent its production or increase its excretion. So there's two angles to the treatment, if you like. There's the acute phase where you're looking to try and get the pain to settle down a wee bit. And then you have the forward-looking, let's try and ensure that this doesn't happen to the person again.
Can you get rid of it permanently, or is it kind of a condition you have to live with?
No, I mean, if your uric acid levels, I mean, you'll probably be seeing a rheumatologist, perhaps a specialist at this stage, and they'll keep an eye on your uric acid levels. Really, what you do is you treat the person to reach a target level. So, in other words, you have a certain level of uric acid that for men and different level for women that we know is acceptable and doesn't usually cause gout. And you aim to keep the person's uric acid levels below that. So it's a bit like having your cholesterol checked and, you know, doctors come along and saying, well, that was great last time, or guess what, looks like you're slipping back into high cholesterol levels, so we need to increase the treatment. Is that
okay? And on all these TikTok videos, is there at least a proportion of it are kind of snake oil salespeople saying, you know, buy my jar of naturally brewed whatever and it'll get rid of it?
A small number of the videos were that, yeah. I don't know how many, but a small number were. Most people putting up the videos either were describing their own experience, or there were, you know, medical professionals, nursing professionals making a presentation about it. But there was the third commonness, albeit quite a minority, were people who were trying to sell something, yeah.
Forever the case. I suppose TikTok kind of lends itself to this thing because it's visual and it can grab people more, particularly around kind of the health area.
Yeah, absolutely. Although when I wrote this piece, which appeared in yesterday's Irish Times, I must make a note of it actually, but in the back of my head, I was thinking, I wonder how other social media fair in this regard. So is Instagram, you know, suffering from the same issues? We know that AI, for all its hopefully future benefits, it tells blatant lies, as we know, when people use it to look up information. So it might be an interesting thing to have a look into, and perhaps another column might emerge from that.
Yeah, I would imagine it's a worry, though, at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's the problem is that if you're getting information like this, the classic one that doctors will be familiar with is, say, someone has develops a lump somewhere, and they go online, even as a simple Google search or whatever, and they'll tend to get bombarded with the worst case scenario, and they very quickly decide, oh God, I've got cancer, even though there's lots of benign reasons why you might have a lump somewhere. And so you do get patients coming into you with these worries. They often print off some of the information, and it can take quite a while to de-escalate the level of worry that they have, you know.
Yeah, crikey. Moorish, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Moorish Houston there, a doctor also, regular columnist in the Irish Times. Macon Connemara says, the pain from gout is unbearable. I went on allopurinol 5 years ago and I've never had a bout since. I can eat everything, says Mick. That's good to know. Good, right? But no, I believe the pain from it is really, really severe. But it tends to be because of the historical associations with it. People maybe don't take it so seriously or think it's a result of people's own, you know, self-indulgence.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.